Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Pandora's Box here on KSJD, the other side of the story on the environment and your health. And this morning, we're talking to Sundia Tollitson of the Four Corners Office for Resource Efficiency, who is directing the Healthy Homes Program. And Sundia, welcome. Good morning.
Thanks
for joining us. We had you on a couple of weeks ago talking about the Healthy Homes Project, and I was so impressed. I was listening to the radio at the time, and I was so impressed. I wanted to have you back to talk a little bit more about indoor environments and trying to keep indoor environments healthy, and especially our homes, where we spend a good deal of our time. And as you know, in 1985, the Environmental Protection Agency did a bunch of research on indoor air in the home and found out that a lot of pollutants are at much higher levels inside of homes than outside of homes, 2 to 5 times higher. Can you talk a little bit about some of the problematic things inside homes and how we can lower our exposure to those things, especially for ourselves and our children?
Sure, Lynn. Thanks so much for having me on again. This is really great. So FourCore is doing a Healthy Homes program here in La Plata County, which is being funded by a grant from the EPA. And basically our goal is to help people improve the health and wellness of their homes by taking a look at indoor air quality issues. And we're doing several workshops throughout La Plata County this year to give people those low and no-cost steps that they can take in their own homes to really increase the health. There are several healthy home principles that people can keep in mind just as a basic reminder of things that they can do. You want to make sure that to keep your home dry, clean, well-ventilated, pest-free, well-maintained, and free from contaminants. And all of those things will really increase the indoor air quality of your home so that you don't have things like mold or radon, or carbon monoxide poisoning, or lead poisoning, all of those types of things we're looking at. Yeah.
That's great. And people can actually come to the Healthy Homes Workshop, which are on the Four Core website, right? You have the dates of those workshops.
Yeah, we've got a schedule of workshops at www.fourcore.org. That's FourCore.org. And if people attend those workshops, we are asking them to sign a 4-week Healthy Homes Pledge to try to increase the health of their homes and improve their indoor air quality. And if they sign the pledge, then we'll give them a free carbon monoxide detector and a radon test kit because we found that 80% of the homes that our organization has gone into in this region, including Montezuma County, have significant health and safety risks. And a lot of the times that's carbon monoxide poisoning. And people don't understand that if they've got a furnace or a hot water heater that's running on gas, that it could pose a risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. And then, of course, radon is also a very high issue in this area. It's the second leading cause of lung cancer after smoking.
That's correct. All over the nation, it's the second leading cause of lung cancer, and we live in a high radon area. Now, what about products that people actually have in their homes, bring into their homes, or use every day? I noticed that on your website, there's actually a video from Berkeley Labs talking about some of the pollutants that are found in things as seemingly benign as a gas stove, using natural gas to cook with, that there's some volatile compounds that are not good for us that come out of a gas stove or plug-in air fresheners. Can you comment on those kinds of exposures?
Sure, definitely. So VOCs are volatile organic compounds, and they're emitted from a variety of different chemicals, and they're also emitted during the combustion process. So anything that's going through combustion, like a gas stove, like a hot water heater furnace, for example, can be emitting VOCs as well. Other examples are paints or cleaning products, pesticides, building materials, even office equipment can release these organic compounds when we're using the products, and then they evaporate into the air, or maybe even when that can of paint is sitting on the floor in our garage, some of that paint can be emitting VOCs as well. And the problem with these chemicals is that they do have health effects. Very high levels have been shown to cause cancer. Short-term effects can include irritation of the eye, nose, or throat, headaches, nausea, damage to the livers, central nervous system, things like that. Especially if you've got folks with allergies or asthma in your home, you want to really be sure to use fragrance-free products or products that contain zero VOCs. There are certain paints that are made these days that have a label on them that say zero VOC. You can actually use them inside a home with windows closed, and you won't have that feeling of a high sensation or getting all of this off-gassing from the chemical products that you're using.
Now, that's...
Something, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to comment that it's easy to not buy plug-in air fresheners, which we know do emit a lot of those VOCs and can cause respiratory problems. But what about cooking with natural gas or coming into a new home that's been freshly painted, maybe without low VOC paint? How can one kind of protect them? How can a family protect itself against those VOCs? What are the things that you can do for the existing VOCs that are already in the home that you can't really remove?
Sure. So those products in the paint are going to continually evaporate into the air until they stop. So the best thing to do is really increase the ventilation of the home when you've got new products in the house. That can either be during the summer months when you're not so worried about keeping the warm air from your furnace inside the home for energy efficiency reasons, opening up the doors and windows, really letting all of those things air out. If it is at this time of year, well, typically when it's colder in February, then you want to, for example, make sure you run the kitchen fan when you're cooking, because VOCs from the combustion process when you're using a gas stove need to be ventilated out of the home, along with that carbon monoxide to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. So make sure you run your kitchen fan if you have one, or if not, perhaps think about installing a kitchen ventilation fan.
I just want to add that video that you have on your website is a great resource, the Berkeley Labs research, where they actually talk about this in great detail. Well, we're going to take a short break, and this is Pandora's Box, and we will be right back with Sundia Tollison. Good morning. This is Pandora's Box. I'm back with Sundia Tollison from the Four Core Office for Energy Efficiency. And specifically, Sundia is the director of the Healthy Homes Project at Four Core. And we're talking about healthy homes and indoor air pollution in healthy homes and what we can do to protect ourselves and our families. So welcome back, Sundia. I was just looking online at a study that was done by Georgetown University, where they actually looked at dry cleaning and found out that, unfortunately, the volatile organic in dry cleaning, perchloroethylene, is retained in clothes that are made out of polyester, cotton, or wool, which is, you know, principally the materials that people wear on their bodies. And so what do you suggest to people who, you know, they may not ask you about dry cleaning, but is that a significant source of volatile organics in homes where people dry clean their clothes?
Yes, it definitely can be. Perchloroethylene is, like you said, widely used in dry cleaning, and it has been shown to cause cancer in animals. People that breathe even low levels of this chemical at home when they bring those dry cleaned products back to the house can experience some discomfort and some breathing issues. So I would definitely recommend either avoiding dry cleaning your clothes altogether or make sure you go to a green dry cleaner where they're not using these types of chemicals.
So green dry cleaning doesn't use perchloroethylene. They use other chemicals that are not volatile organics?
I believe so. I would need to check on that, but I believe so. Do you Do you have any insight on that, Lynn?
I don't. I would love to comment on that, but I'm not educated about it. The other thing that we wanted to talk about today is flame retardants and foam products, because those are commonly found in the home. And those have been in the news a lot lately, particularly the chemicals called PBDEs or flame retardants, which are found in a lot of products in homes. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Yeah, this is a pretty insidious issue because we have all these foam products in our couches and our mattresses, different types of furniture, because it makes the furniture very comfortable to sit on, et cetera. But these types of foams are made out of polyurethane, which can be combustible. So in 1975, California decided that they were going to do a really good thing, and they were going to make sure that all of our furniture and children's products, beds, things like that, would have to reach certain flammability standards so that our furniture and beds would not catch on fire as easily if there was a house fire. So manufacturers started adding up to 2 pounds worth of flame retardant chemicals to every sofa, for example. And these PBDEs, which are polybrominated diphenyl ethers, have been shown to cause cancer in animals. Basically, we are exposed to them by sitting on these couches, just having these pieces of furniture in our homes. And the PBDEs bioaccumulate inside of our bloodstream, inside of breast milk and fatty tissues. And basically, those chemicals and toxicity are passed on to children, say, you know, in a breastfeeding mother, for example. So really kind of scary stuff. So California has decided to phase out the use of these types of flame retardants in furniture, which is a really good move. Originally, they were going to have to completely phase out these products by July of this year, 2014. But the manufacturer said, hey, we can't quite use up all of the PBDEs that we've got in our warehouses, and we've got some more couches that still need to go out onto the market. So they pushed back that deadline to January 1st, 2015. But still, it's a good thing. They are going to be phased out. And if you do have an older couch, the flame retardants do kind of break down over time. But if you've got a newly purchased couch, definitely something to be concerned about. There are things, low-cost things that you can do rather than simply going out and buying a new safe couch, which might be made completely of organic cotton or organic wool, things like that, which won't contain the flame retardant chemicals.
And can you guide people? Is there a website they could go to, or resources or information that you can offer for parents or families who are concerned about the flame retardants in their furniture, or in their breastfeeding pillow, or in their mattress pad?
Definitely. We don't have those resources up on the 4Core website right now, but I will go ahead and add those resources this afternoon. So if people want to just give me a couple hours, I'd be happy to add those to www.4core.org, F-O-U-R-C-O-R-E. You can click on residential and then healthy homes, and it'll be on our healthy homes page.
Great. And
later today. So
it is a really good website. I really like the resources that you have on your website. They're great. Well, Sundia, thank you so much for coming on the air and talking with us today. And again, I'm talking with Sundia Tullitson from 4Core, who has a healthy homes project. So again, Sundia, if you could just give us that resource that people can get a hold of, your website, and how to get to the healthy homes part of your website. I think it's on the homepage, isn't it?
Yes, so you can go to 4core.org. That's F-O-U-R-C-O-R-E.org. And from there, you want to just hover over the tab residential. And then you can click down to the Healthy Homes page.
Great.
And we've got lots of great videos on asthma, mold, radon, resources from the EPA, HUD, all of those great sites. So I'll get some more stuff up there on VOCs.
Great. And there's also a schedule for the Healthy Homes workshop in case people want to drive over and attend any of those free workshops that you're putting on?
That's right.
Thank you so much for talking with us. We're wrapping up here. This is Pandora's Box. Join us again in 2 weeks for another Pandora's Box edition of The Other Side on the environment and your health. This is Lynn Patrick. I'm here with my co-producer, Tom Yoder, and we're signing off.